Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. God is absolutely awesome. Are you ready for the word?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm ready to get to work. Joshua chapter 5. Father, I just want you to use me this morning. I'm just a microphone to the voice of God this morning, God. There is nothing about me that deserves to be on this pulpit. There's nothing about me that has anything to say except for just a transparent voice of you, Holy Spirit. Everything that's been laid in my spirit, I just want to edify it and just bring it to accountability, God. And as you just speak this morning, I ask for your anointing to come upon this platform, Holy Spirit. Not that I be on this platform, but that you are on the throne, Holy Spirit. And you would speak, Father, that you would just bypass my voice, Father. Every circumstance that's in this building right now. You know every heartache, every confusion. You know every battle that is going on right now in people's lives, Father. So right now, I just give you all the honor, Father, as you take over, Holy Spirit, and you speak. Let a scripture, let a verse, let a statement be the thing that resonates us, Lord God. We honor you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 5. This is a story of where Joshua is about to take over. He's been through some hardships that are a bit really unexplainable. But in Joshua chapter 5, it says this, verse 10, it says, "While they were camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover during the evening of April 1st. The next day they began to eat from the garden and grains fields which they had been invaded, and they made unleavened bread. The following day, no manna fell, and it was never seen again." For those that don't know what the manna is, it was food that God was sending straight out of heaven. Let me tell you, it was the best FedEx that ever came. Straight out of heaven, just dropped out into their tents right there and then. Just out of nowhere. Fresh bread, fresh meat. It's incredible. Best communication, bypasses Google and Amazon and everything else. So, but that day there, it stopped. And it was never seen again. So from that time on, they lived on the crops of Cana. Now, verse 13, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied. And he established who he is, "but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does the Lord have for his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now Jericho, verse chapter 6 says, "Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out and no one came in." No one went out and no one came in. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out and no one come in. This morning, I want to talk to you this morning about shutdown moments of your life. Can someone give me an amen? Amen. I want to talk to you that through this life that we are going to walk on this earth, we are going to experience shutdown moments. But I want to talk to you that Jericho was securely shut up. But the Bible says because of the Israelites. There is always a because when something is being shut down by Jesus Christ. Can someone give me a mighty amen? There's always a reason that God says this area needs to come down right here, right now. There's something always in your life that God says it's time for you to experience a shutdown moment. Our journey is going to have significant shutdown moments. A shutdown is when the operational mechanism of that area stops functioning. A shutdown is when the operation mechanism of that thing stops working. I'm going to talk to you as a girl for just a moment. When I see the words shut down on a shop, okay, so just work with me. I'm sure if I asked you guys for illustration, you would have given me a whole different one, but this is what I could think of. When I see a sign that says, on a storefront, it says, shutting down. What that tells me is that everything inside that shop is about to cease trading. And everything inside that shop, as I see it today, will no longer operate from here on in. And it tells me that if I come back to this place when the shop down sign is there, something else will be in its place, because what is there right now is being shut down. Are you still here with me, church? Amen? Did I just lose everyone on a girl moment? Did that make sense? Kinda? Work with me, girls. Please just shut up. When you go to a shop and it says shutting down, it means that next time I go there, it will no longer be there. Everything that is in the containment of that shop is about to cease its operation. So it tells me there's a sign that says you want to move right now. This is your last moments, because this operational movement is about to shut down. It tells me everything inside there is about to be replaced. Everything that was operating in its place will be shut down. When God declares a shutdown in your life, He's declaring for you to get ready to cease what is operating, because something is about to take its place. When God declares a shutdown to happen in your life, He's declaring for you to get ready, because He wants it to cease, because something is about to be raised in its place. And Joshua, in these five scriptures that I just read you, experienced five shutdowns. He experienced Moses dying, food stopping from heaven overnight, and Jericho, the promise, being closed. But to top it off, what God was actually doing to Joshua was He was actually about to shut down his expectations, his experiences, his understanding, and the greatest of it, He was about to shut down his comfort zone. He was saying, Joshua, it's time. But I've got to shut some things down in your life. So often we want the breakthrough, but the new anointing for you to carry the breakthrough needs to come through a shutdown in your life. When God spoke to Noah about the flood and He told him about what to do, in Genesis chapter 7, He says, once you've picked, go get two of each animal. And then He says this, He says, then they entered, male and female, just as God commanded them. Then the Lord shut the door. What He was saying to Noah is, you've got to understand, I'm doing this. Don't pull it up yourself. I want you to know that I am pulling the door shut on this. Because when Noah, you're about to walk out of this boat, life as you knew it is going to be very different. Noah, when you step out of this boat, life as you know it is going to be very different. Let me talk to you this morning that your breakthrough is attached to a shutdown moment. The miracle you are expecting, the one thing you're wanting for God to do this morning, could be very much attached to a shutdown moment that God wants to do. A shutdown declares a stop to what is currently happening, and a shutdown declares ceasing of its operational mechanism. And today I want you to understand that maybe you are right now thinking God has moved away, God is not moving, God is not changing anything. What is going on? What on earth is the manna stopped? Why is there no more food coming? What on earth am I doing what I'm doing and God is not moving? I'm going to here to tell you that possibly you're going through a shutdown moment with God. When God speaks to Joshua, He says, I want you to understand that when I declare a shutdown, maybe this morning you have to understand that it's time for you to declare a shutdown on your anxiety. Maybe it's time that you declare a shutdown on your fear. Maybe it's time for you to declare a shutdown on your brokenness. You need to speak to that depression and you say, you have to, operational system has to cease as of today. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to replace it with the joy of the Lord that is going to be my continual strength. Can someone give me a mighty amen? You need to make a decision. God has spoken to me. Anxiety, I want you to know this morning that I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to break your mechanism down. Everything that you've been operating with, everything that I've been fueling you with, as of this moment, I'm declaring a shutdown moment, because where my anxiety stayed, when you come and visit me tomorrow, you will see that God is my strength, that God is my fortress, that God is my strong tower. Where you want to come, it will be shut down. There is no more room for you to reside in this place, because the operational mechanism is coming to a close. Can someone give me a mighty amen? Your brokenness is going to be elevated to increase, where God says, I will restore you, I will fulfill you, I will invade your territory, because brokenness, where God says that it needs to stop. Time for you to take that shutdown moment and see. And God says to Joshua, what has been operating and working for this time that worked for Moses is not going to work for you, Joshua. It's a new generation coming through. Joshua, with you, it's a new generation. Divorce may be in your family line, but if you choose to have a shutdown moment and declare that from you on, a new generation is going to come through. Let me tell you, you will not see a divorce coming out of your lineage. Can someone give me a mighty amen? You choose to have a shutdown moment in 2018. You choose to say, you've got to understand, this is part of my past, but as of today, I'm shutting its mechanism down. I'm saying that I'm coming here to be under the call of God. I'm going to get an anointing. And when that anointing starts to fall, its mechanism that has been keeping it alive will begin to slowly shut down. Choose to say, God, you can bring that shutdown moment. I want to talk to you. If you like comfort, if you like stability, if you like details, go right past the book of Joshua. Do not stop in there. Because everything that God does to Joshua in the whole book of Joshua is intense. It's a ripping him apart. It is shredding him back to his core. But I love the way that God spoke to him at the very beginning. At the very, very first chapter, he said, a shutdown, Moses is gone. But you take good courage because I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But Joshua, things are going to start shutting down. One of the shutdowns was the manna, was this instant food from heaven. But similar to what Alice was saying this morning, every season has its diet. In slavery, when the people of God were in slavery, the Bible says that they ate onions, leek, and garlic. Charming. But it resembled what they were going through. See, they were in where they ate onion, leek, and garlic. The bondage food did exactly what it was intended for. It was not to nourish them. It was to make them feel weak and lethargic, frail, worthless, and primarily abandoned and defeated. It fed them for that. But when they came out of bondage, a new season came upon them. God then began to provide daily fresh food from heaven, straight out of heaven. No work, no nothing. Out it comes. Soon as they come out of bondage. So when God transitioned them into the wilderness, he fed them fresh food from heaven, trying to say to them this, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what you've been through, God will always surpass every natural element. God will always take you through and provide for you. He was saying back there, you were being sustained for the environment that you're in. You were in bondage. You were feeling frail and weak. But now I'm telling you, I've declared this season upon you and I will provide for you. I will be your only source of nutrition. I will be your only source of feeling. I will be your only source for you to get up. I will be everything that you need to. God said, this is a season that you're in. Can someone give me a mighty amen? The season that God has said, you are in this and I'm going to show you no matter what, I will provide. But then the manna stops and another shutdown happens. This time, Joshua, you got to sow. This time, Joshua, you've got to sow. And what you sow, you will reap. This time, Joshua, you've got to go plant. So first, it was nothing. Leeks, onions to sustain that season. Then God was bringing a provision. God says now, in this shutdown moment, I'm telling you, Joshua, that whatever you do is coming your way. If you sow prayer, you'll reap a blessing. If you speak healing, you'll receive healing. If you speak breakthrough, you will receive breakthrough. He was very much saying, Joshua, I'm putting the power back into your voice. I'm telling you right now, what you sow, you will reap. And he said that you will, from this day on, the manna ceased immediately. And the next day, they needed to go do exactly what Alice was saying. They needed to go plant in that season that they were in because there was a harvest coming, but it was going to come from what they were doing. It's time to make a decision and become accountable for what you're sowing, church. 2018, you have to be accountable If you sow nothing, here's a revelation, you'll reap nothing. The areas that you are prospering in are the areas that you're sowing in. The areas that you are prospering in are the areas that you are sowing in. Because what you feed always grows. Feed negativity, you will reap depression. Feed bitterness and resentment, you will sow unforgiveness. Feed your failures and you will continue to see more failures. Because what consumes you will ultimately control you. What consumes you will ultimately control you. So this morning I ask you, build your life with certainty. Don't hope in a future. Build the truth of your future. What is the truth of your future? That I am prosperous in all that I do. That I am blessed when I go in and when I come out. That I can do all things through Christ. And so that is the future that you need to build on. Don't just hope things will come to pass. Plant that seed and watch it come to pass. What you have invested in will come back to you, the Bible says, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. Whatever you plant, God says, is coming back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. It's a guarantee. It's not a hope. It's not a question. It's a certainty. Harvest is coming. A harvest is coming. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked, which means he will not stand there and take your excuses. A man will reap what he sows. For those who live to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from what? From what they sowed, which was a sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from that Spirit. So let us not get tired of doing what is good, because at just the right time, you will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up. You will always reap what you sow. It's a promise, a guarantee straight from God. It's not about living up to your excuses. It's not about trying to get there. It is about what it is. It's the way that God operated. In Genesis chapter 8, he said, you have to understand that I planted this earth on the understanding that it is seed and harvest time, that there is seasons for everything. But I'm going to tell you that when you sow, you are going to reap. So if you reap and when you sow in tears, God says you will reap, but it will reap in joy if it's in the Spirit. Can someone give me a mighty amen? That's why I get excited when people come to church. Because I don't know what you're carrying in your life. I don't know what you're going through. But you're going to turn around and you say, what you need to see, my spirit, what you need to know, my flesh, is that I'm going to reap from this. I may come broken. I may come hardened. I may come with just issues in my life. But what you have to understand is I'm going to reap from being in the house of God. Because I'm going to reap in joy. I'm going to reap in restoration. I'm going to reap in healing. That is what you need to do. Church is not about having a service in a building. Church is about coming together and staying together and go, let's just keep sowing. Let's keep sowing. Let's keep sowing. It doesn't matter what's happening on the inside. We're telling you, I'm reaping a harvest. I'm choosing to reap a harvest. I'm going to reap a harvest, which means don't be deceived. You are going to give an account for every opportunity that you have had in your life, you to sow and to reap. When we turn around and we give offering messages, when someone comes up here and encourages you, it's because they just want to push you over the edge. Go, whatever you do right now, whenever you're about to sow, you got to trust God. He's about to bless you. That is why every person stands here. We just want to say, not about giving God money. This is about, he wants to push you over the edge, saying, there's a blessing coming. Just let it go. Let the finances go. Let the issues go and give to God, because you're about to reap what you're about to sow. God says, but sow it first. Don't wait for the perfect time to sow. There's no right time to start tithing or start praying. Just start sowing today. How big your God is determined by you now, Joshua. How big is your God is now determined by you. How big God is, how functional, how moving he is now up to you and I, because the seeds are in our hands. The seed is in our hand. You've seen God do it before. Can you speak life and say he's going to do it again? You've seen God do it to someone else. Can you speak the truth and say, my God's going to do it again, but even greater? Can you speak in this season as you wait? Everything that Joshua experienced, and even after this, Joshua goes into many battles, huge battles. But after all these massive shutdowns in Joshua's moment, everything happened for this moment. Joshua goes from shutdown to shutdown to shutdown to shutdown. He must be feeling that everywhere he turns, there's just another shutdown. Everywhere he looks, there's another shutdown. Verse 13 said this. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, remember Jericho, the promised land? It's shut. The Bible said it's shut up. It's fortified. It's closed. So he's standing in a place where he has all of, just a little background, he had to circumcise over 300 men, I think, or a couple of thousand people. So he's got his own people in severe pain as he's just physically circumcised grown men. I'm not going to go there. I preached this 2 years ago. I was told never to touch that scripture again. But anyway, he's got a group of guys that he's had to just circumcise publicly. I'll just leave that memory in your head. Just focus. And he's standing there and God's just shutting down. The manna's gone. The refreshment's gone. The overflowing gone. And there's Jericho. But it's closed. It seems impossible. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up. So he's right there, looking at Jericho. He looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went up and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? You know what that tells me? I think Joshua was a little bit done. And who are you? What are you here to do? Are you here to bring another shutdown for me? What are you here to do? Are you here to come against us? Are you here to start another battle? He goes straight to the angel and he says, just tell me who you are. I'm done trying to work this out. Are you for us or you're for our enemies? And I love what he said. Neither. Couldn't be bothered about you or the enemy. He said, I'm a commander of the Lord of the army. I'm a commander of the army of the Lord. And I have come. And that's when Joshua realizes he's in the presence of heaven. Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and he said, what message does the Lord have for me, this servant, for his servant? And the commander of the Lord replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. Everything happened to Joshua. Every shutdown happened to Joshua for this very moment. Everything was about to be shut down so that Joshua could experience this very moment. Because I want to tell you, every shutdown has a purpose when it's from God. Every single shutdown has a purpose when it's from God. Every shutdown has a reason. And right now, Joshua, you're standing on it. And right now, you're standing on it, Joshua. He said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. You're standing in the moment that is about to elevate, release you and appoint you and anoint you for where I'm about to take you. The word standing in the Hebrew is amad. It means to put you in a position or to place you in a moment where you've been appointed to arise and confirm and ordain and to be sustained in that place. Can someone give me a mighty amen? The angel came to say, listen here, Joshua, you've experienced many shutdowns, but I'm here to tell you, you need to stand up, boy, because where you're standing is holy ground and I'm about to appoint you. I'm about to position you. I'm about to affirm you. I'm about to confirm you. I'm about to tell you where you stand in the middle of your shutdown is appointed by God. This is holy ground. Can someone shout a mighty amen? The very moment that Joshua was like, I cannot handle it anymore, he said, stand. Even in this brokenness, even in this confusion, you are on holy ground. He said, take your shoes off. Don't let everything that you experienced out there come into this moment. Take off your shoes. Take off the dirt. Take off the mud. Take off the garments that you walked out of your past from. And where you stand, Joshua, you stand on holy ground. But the angel didn't say, come over here, Joshua. Let me take you away from everybody else. He did it very publicly. See, the boys were circumcised, so they weren't moving. It was very much a public moment. They weren't rushed away. The angel never took him away. He said, take it off, because what had I been spoken? I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised. Your territory will be extended from the desert to the rivers of the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life, Joshua. I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore. And this happened right here, right now, after shutdown, the first chapter comes into position right there, as he stands on holy ground. You say, I heard God say something. I heard God tell me that he's going to lead me. I heard God said he's going to bless me, but nothing's shifting on it. Let me tell you this morning, your moment is coming. Let God continue to do a ship down. Let him continue to shut it down, because he's saying this is no longer going to be operational in your life. You need to turn around and you need to speak. As of this morning, I understand that I'm standing on holy ground. But it wasn't until this moment that all of those verses of blessings was activated. The angel never took him away, removed him, or isolated him. He did it in front of everybody. No food, boys in pain, and Jericho is still shut. And right in the middle of the biggest shutdown, God sends an angel and declares, where you are, in the middle of everything that is happening, you are still on holy ground. He was saying to Joshua, you've got to understand that I don't need a revival to come and declare that I appoint you and I arise you. You don't need a moment where the pastor lays his hand and gives you a big prophetic word. You need to understand, church, this morning, that this building is anointed. This building is a moment where you are standing on holy ground. You don't need the songs to lead you to understand that this is holy ground. You need to just understand that at that door, you need to leave your sandals. You need to leave your past. You need to leave those pathetic things that are keeping you bound. You need to say, I'm going in and I'm sowing, because I'm going to reap a harvest. If it's not this Sunday, it's going to be next Sunday. And if it's not next Sunday, I'm going to keep reaping, because the more I sow, the bigger my harvest is going to be. But I don't care if there's a shutdown moment happening, because Joshua had to live through shutdown after shutdown. But the thing is that God had spoken to him in Joshua chapter 1, I will not leave you. I will lead you. I will bless you. I will take you. You will see the promised land. But there's shutdowns. But right now, Joshua, on that shutdown land, it is holy. It is holy. Where he was holy ground. I'm here to ask you, ICC, wherever you are this moment, can you turn that into holy ground? Because in the presence of your God, can you turn that and declare, where I'm standing, be it on a battlefield, be it on brokenness, be it on hurt, be it on shutdown moments, I'm still standing on holy ground. Everything that happened to Joshua was for this moment. You can be this close. You can be going through the very moment of shutdown after shutdown. God, you're closing doors. God, you're closing doors. I can't see anything happening. I can't. Everything's just going from worse to worse. And the angel comes and says, but Joshua, you're still on holy ground. You're still on holy ground. While I call the worship team back up this morning. While Joshua is standing on holy ground, and just, he said to Joshua, take off your sandals. He said to Moses, take off your sandals. He said to Lazarus, before you come out, take off those cloths. Take them off. Stop. Stop. That can't come across. And as he stood there before everybody, and he looked at Jericho, he had no idea what was going to happen next. He was about to learn one of the greatest things, how strong praise was. He was about to teach them publicly the strength and the power of praise. In everything they were going through, in everything that they were experiencing, God was about to teach them that it's just your voice that will bring down every stronghold. He was about to teach them that from here on in, it's not about how much of a good, strong Christian you are. It's about what comes out of your mouth. What you speak. And like our pastor preached last week, you hold the power of what happens next by what you're saying today. And God was about to show them. It had nothing to do about their physical strength. Because you know what? If it was about how strong they were, they would have been able to take the credit. But that word God was teaching them, I want you to see how strong I am. And just walk and just be silent. How many times are you just walking, coming to church, just silent, just not knowing what to do? Just knowing that God has said something, walking around Jericho, the promise that God has spoken, walking around that marriage that God has spoken of blessing, walking around those children that were supposed to be a blessing and now they're bringing nothing but heartache, walking around those finances, starting that business that you thought was going to be prosperous as soon as you started it and nothing, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down. And the enemy's coming in those shutdown moments and he's telling you, told you you're not good enough, told you it's not going to happen. One thing I'm learning, the older I'm getting, is the enemy's so pathetic, he uses the same stupid excuse and we just keep going down with it. He's got nothing new, he doesn't tell us. If we would just speak up with each other and just say, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling worthy. The other person, I'm feeling the same thing. And the devil's just sitting there and being pathetic and saying the same stupid excuses. And we're sitting there and taking it away and walking away and going, oh, I'm so worthless. But God says, bring it into the light and let me show you. Because when it's in the light, I'll just show you how pathetic the enemy is. I'll just show you how pathetic the enemy is when he's just using the same dumb excuse over all of you. Because you've got to bring it into the light. I can't do with it when it's in the darkness. What he said to Joshua is like, Joshua, stand. Come into the light. Your brokenness, your shutdown moments, your hurt, your pain, your fear, your anxiety, bring it out. Come. And right now, declare, it is holy ground. Let's stand to our feet, church.